The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant, and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
"Master, you give me 2 talents and 5 talents and 1 talent. Well done, my good and faithful servant," says. "So well done, all of you, the faithful and good servants who continue to come to this church." So all of you are very prudent and wise to come to this church and continue to multiply your talents, and you must be getting rich. Are you like Elon Musk here? Do you know Elon Musk? Some of you. Tesla company, the owner of that guy. Yeah, he's very rich. Yeah. So Elon Musk, he is also making a house somewhere in Moon. He's trying to. He's very rich, yes, he has billion dollars for sure. He's very rich. So that is why he says, "Well done." Yeah, he multiplies his money all the time. Yes. So today the gospel is also saying, "Well done, good servants. You are faithful and honest in your journey to multiply your talents and gifts." And that is what God is saying to us. So what is that talent and gift? Is our faith life. He's talking about the faith life. So how much you have invested your faith life? Yeah. If you have invested for a long time and you have said so many Our Father prayers, at the end we say, "Deliver us, Lord, from every evil." How many times we say deliver? If we see our Father prayer, yes, deliver us, Lord, from every evil. You are talking with God. Deliver us, Lord, from every evil. How many times? As many times you can pray to our Father prayers, it doesn't go in vain. It is piling up in the investment plan of God. If you have said a Hail Mary prayers, can you say the Hail Mary prayers? Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. With you, blessed are you among men, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of death. Death. Yes. So you're praying for hour of death and praying for deliver us, Lord. So yes, it is piling up. Yeah, your investment is piling up, so you'll become rich like Elon Musk. Yeah. So in a bank of God, in the economy of salvation of God, in a spiritual bank. And that's why he's saying to us today, yes, whatever you are investing in the kingdom of God, it will come back to you. It will be coming with interest, maybe big percent, 100% interest, 100% interest. Yes, so don't you want to be grateful for our, yes, that how we are investing for God? Yeah, want to be grateful and thank you for your coming to the church. Thank you for your faith to the church. Yes, it multiplies, it grows bigger and bigger. Sometimes we may never notice whether it is growing or not growing, but yes, it grows. It grows everywhere with the authentic and sincere heart. If we have prayed, it becomes bigger. It becomes bigger. And yes, it grows everywhere. That's why I'm certainly coming from another world, but it was the place where it was evangelized by the good people. And people of faith were able to go all over the world to evangelize. So the Christianity, yes, with few people was started, but it grows. It grows bigger and bigger all over the world. Yes. So that is the fruit that we see that God multiplies. It's multiplies where as we come to bring our faith, offer him, invest ourselves. And yes, little things we invest. And yes, it piles up. So all the sacraments which we celebrate, it multiplies. It becomes bigger. So yes, this sacrament sometimes, yes, the Eucharist is the center of all the sacraments and multiplies. So if you are eating a lot of good things, then you'll become nice macho man. Macho man, big man with good muscles. Mm. Yeah, and beautiful skins. Wow. Yes. So today, first reading, you heard about that. First reading, it says, worthy wife is, yes, that is what in the Proverb book of Proverbs in the chapter 31st, he's talking, the God is talking, the wisdom is talking, and it tells us about that. Yes, what a wonderful, if there is a worthy wife, and what many people take there for their wedding, this is the reading they take. So everybody expects a worthy wife who is what? Responsorial psalm says, did you hear responsorial psalm what it says? Responsorial psalm says about the worthy wife. Yeah. One who fears the Lord. One who fears the Lord is the worthy wife. And that is what he says. So this beauty and the smartness and all things will be there for a while. The muscles, yeah. It is good to go to the gym though. Yes, you have to exercise a lot, yes. Yes, you have to be healthy. Yes, you have to constantly go to, yeah. So I was also a member of Fitness USA once. And yeah, I was doing good. But I know it needs constantly go over there. So not once a while. Once in a blue moon, yeah. No, it is need constantly to go to the fitness center. Then you will become a good macho man, good man. But yes, that is certainly good, but not everything that is also the macho man. Certainly he can live longer, 90 years or 100 years. But yeah, never know in the plan of God. But yes, to keep ourselves healthy is always good, always good. So I admire and appreciate. But you see those athletes, they are constantly they are doing that thing. They are exercising. And that's why they become stronger and stronger. Yes, and you love football, I know. Yeah. Which team? University of Michigan? Oh. Yes, Jim is doing that, is it? University of Michigan, yes, many people like Michigan. Father Jonathan is. Yes, yeah, I like, yes, Michigan certainly is a beautiful place, lot of excellence is there. And yeah, they are very talented and gifted as well. And I was fortunate enough, for some reason or bad reason, able to go to that place and celebrate Mass for them for at least 1 year. Somehow I survived. Yeah. All the professors and doctors watching at you. What is going to speak? His face is different. What is going to speak? Yeah, but I survived. And yeah, I was liking it slowly. But yes, all the coaches were there. Even maybe Jima Harba is there going to that church now. Jim Harva, very rich church, Gothic church, big church, and yes, people are rich, they can contribute. For Christmas, they can be bringing lots of money. In one day, you will collect maybe $35,000 to $40,000. Yeah, yeah, so that is, they are rich, yes. But yes, it multiplies, it grows bigger and bigger. Yes, when you bring for God, whatever contributions you bring for God, it grows, it becomes bigger. So your financial support, certainly we admire and appreciate whatever you do for God, not for Father Jonathan. No, you're doing for him, not for me. No, it's for God. It multiplies. So that is God works. Whatever we bring in the altar of God, it multiplies it. So the divine grace is a gift of faith, goes on growing. So yes, I was certainly admiring that place. It is, yeah, so many people like that place. Michigan football team is wonderful, excellence of doctors and professors is wonderful. But sometimes God can confuse also. So it goes the other direction also. I know what I am willing to talk. No, I will not talk that. But yes, it goes the other different directions as well. So these days, lots of flags are there, rainbow flags everywhere over there. I don't know where are they heading, but yes, it seems. The intellectual abilities can be messed up sometimes. That God, if it is not working in the way God wants to work with. So yes. But the wonderful thing is that it is vibrant. There are so many people who are able to participate in the other ministries of the church. So the talents and gifts, not only financial talents, but their abilities, their talents and gifts, their characters. And yes, there are 82 ministries. People for every field, there is a ministry. 82 ministries are there. That they come even for the taxes. There is a free tax. Somebody does for the parish because he's a Catholic and Christian. He does free tax for everybody. So that is also part of ministry. So there are many ministries they do. They do counseling. They do, yes, go to house to distribute food. There are so many ministries. There are, if you want to Google and find out, St. Francis Ann Arbor, you can Google it and find how many ministries are there. Yes, so it becomes vibrant. It becomes vibrant if everybody is contributing whatever they can bring to the altar of God. So I really admire all those who are able to contribute here in the parish, in your community, who some are altar servers, some are Eucharistic ministers, lectors, ushers, Knights of Columbus, or any ministries, whatever ministries you are participating, you are glorifying God through your talents and gifts. Through your life, own life, you're contributing, what way you can contribute. So there are many kinds of abilities God has given to us, talents and gifts he has given to us. And that is the way we build the community. That is the way we will contribute to the parish. That is the way, yes, we glorify our God through our lives. And that's why the faith has increased all over the world, all over the world. But at present, certainly, there are many dormant people are there who are inside. Yes, cannot come constantly to this church or any church, and they may not be taking care of their faith. If it is dormant in a bank account, if your account is dormant, anybody's account gets dormant? No, dormant means sleeps. And it sleeps for longer and then it disappears even. So it becomes dormant. It is the present world, we are living in a kind of that tragedy of dormant. So when it is constantly not being nourished, those who do not want to come to church, then slowly they will disappear from their faith life. And that is what devil does. That is what, yes, if he's not constantly coming like a fitness USA or health, yes, no, it doesn't work. Faith needs constantly needs to be coming and feeding ourselves. And if it is not done, then yes, it is gone. That's why he says the third one, you lazy servant, throw him away in the darkness, and he will be grinding and wailing over there in the darkness. So yes, the talents God has given to us has to be constantly, hammered, yes, has to come to God. Then only it grows. Otherwise, yes, it is, faith is such a thing that it disappears if you are not constantly able to feed that faith. And that is what he's talking about. So our 1 hour Father prayer, one Hail Mary prayer, whatever with authentic hearts we are able to pray to God, it multiplies. It becomes bigger and bigger. And that's why we come to plead to God. So let us be grateful to God. And again, yes, continue to be honest and humble before God to allow him to work with his divine grace. He's a gift of faith. He is a talent he has given to us. And eventually he wants us to love him and love our neighbors, which is not easy. It's very difficult in practical life to love all our neighbors. We can love ourselves, but loving our neighbors is not that easy to each and every one of us. But he says, yes, it multiplies when you are able to love them. It multiplies. So yes, we are living in the world where, Satan can again cripple us in different ways because of our power of money, positions, and wealth. They are very strong. And if we do not pay attention to God, then yes, they will eat us up and we will be lost in the deep valley. And that's why he says, be active, come to God constantly. Though sometimes you will be in trials and difficulties, you will not able to understand the faith, but come to him. Our prayer doesn't go in vain. Our prayer is always multiplying. In a biology, physical biology, we say the theory of evolution states that survival of the fittest, who is unused potentials, are open most likely to disappear. So that is also says in a biology, in a commerce. Yes, we know that in commerce, our accounts become dormant. It becomes useless unless it is reactivated. It's in the bank account. So each and every day, certainly you must be seeing your bank accounts. It is growing or becoming bigger. Or not, yes, it is the same in the kingdom of God, in the salvation. Whatever inputs you will put, output will come. Whatever credits you will put, yes, the debit can happen. So always the balance is there, that yes, how we give time to God, it multiplies. So there is an author, he says, his name is Lencioni. God never intended his church to be a refrigerator in which preserve perishable piety. He intended his church to be an incubator in which to hatch converts. So it becomes more and more. So that is what he has created us. Even John Chrysostom, an early Christian saint, he says, nothing is colder than Christian soul which does not seek for the conversion of other souls. And today's gospel is inviting us. So let us be vigilant, be aware that we can persevere in our faith in spite of trials and difficulties, and allow God to multiply with his divine grace that he nourishes and nurtures us as we feed ourselves each and every time we come to his altar and able to pray to him. May God bless you for your contributions for the church. You are participating in the bigger ministry of God's plan of creation. As a creator, he has given us abilities to multiply and make us richer in his spiritual love, in his spiritual side, in his spiritual bank. May God bless you for your faith, for your gift of talents, for your gift of faith. Amen.